Q94, it's your old mountain to rock. I'm Gary Lee. Don't forget the 8 o'clock hour brought to you by Bear Dodge Jeep Ram Chrysler in West Plains. Don't get a bad deal, get a bear deal. And we've got high school football. Of course, it's the regular season conclusion tonight. And with us, we got head coach of the Thayer Bobcats, Briar Hancock. How we doing, coach?
Hey, good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. And, well, you know, last week you maintained, you kept cruising. No blemishes. Take us through last week's game.
Yeah, I thought our guys, just executed a high level on both sides of the football. And, we were able to put some of our younger guys in towards the end of the game. And, our guys were excited. And we did all the things that you want to see going into week nine.
Well, week nine, was it circled by any chance on,
You know, you don't, as a coach, you don't necessarily circle games or look ahead. But, this will be a big one for us, and we should be a good one.
So. Yeah. Now, is it at Thayer or is it Mountain Grove?
It's at Mountain Grove,
Panther Stadium. And, they're a good football team. State ranked Class 3. Your Bobcats, you're state ranked Class 1. It's... What is it that's going to determine the outcome of this game? What is it going to be?
Yeah, well, first off, I want to say that Coach Swofford and his staff do a great job with those guys. They utilize all their athletes extremely well and really just attack weak points offensively and defensively. So they do a great job over there. But, I think tonight, field position is going to be a big deal. And, keeping the football off the turf is going to be a huge deal. And then just going out and sustaining long drives offensively is going to be big for us.
I mean, you're not going to throw it 30 times tonight?
I'd say the clock runs the majority of the night for both sides, but you never know, just depending on the situation.
That's right. Well, and, that's both you guys that have done a fantastic job this year with your teams. And, you've done it all on the ground. And but that's not to say that, crazier things haven't happened. I mean, for me, I'm looking at the game, and I think both offenses will be able to move the ball. It's going to come down to those D linemen, I think. I think it's going to come down to the defensive linemen, because the style, the systems that you both run, if the D linemen aren't getting the job done, that means linebackers secondary is, and then that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I think Mountain Grove's strong point is their defensive line. They allow those linebackers to go and scrape and play extremely fast. And, that's something that we've been really talking about this week with our kiddos is staying stuck, on those guys up front, and then having to go up to the second level and go and get blocks to help our backs. But, I think you're exactly right.
Well, and, here's – don't let them shoot the fireworks off. don't let them shoot the fireworks off. Of course, I do the play-by-play for Liberty, and I thought that was going to be a really good game, Liberty Mountain Grove. And I don't think Liberty showed up. That was imposters. But they are a good team, and Coach Swofford is. It's all about attention to detail and the littlest things. It's the littlest things. Don't jump off sides. Know the snap count. Play your area. A lot of zone stuff they like to do in the secondary, but they'll man up. They'll run with you man-to-man. But they just do all the little things very, very well. And, one little slip-up, either team could be the difference, couldn't it?
Yeah, very well could. When you look back at the game last year, that's exactly what it was. They're extremely disciplined, and you have one guy that wants to do his own thing. They're going to make you pay for it right then and right there. So, just understanding what type of game it is for us, and our kids understand that, and hopefully that both we both stay extremely disciplined, and just have a really physical and fun night.
Well, I would love to be there. I'd love to be there watching, but, you know, I've got other things on my plate, but it ought to be a dandy one. And, you know, the outcome of this game, I don't think is going to really change anything in the district, you know, whichever way it goes. It's really not going to change anything in the district seating, is it?
You know, I don't really think it is, you know, but Mish's formula could go crazy on us, and you know, you just never know. So we're gonna play for this week and see what happens in the next.
All right, everybody, head coach there, Bob Katz, Briar Hancock, we truly appreciate you, and we'll catch you next week, okay?
All righty, thank you, Gary.
Hey, we got more rock and roll coming right here on your Mountain of Rock, Q94, again, the 8 o'clock hour, brought to you by Bear Dodge Jeep Ram Chrysler in West Plains. Don't get a bad deal, get a bear deal, because why pay more?